Hello, Lady A here, and before we begin, I'd like to make a small notice. As you know, the holiday season is over, many of us are heading back to school and work, and as such, after this week, episodes will be coming out on a bi-weekly basis. So, after this week, the next episode will not be released till January 22nd. Titan, the biggest moon of Saturn, second largest in the solar system, and one of the most famous of all the moons. Discovered March 25, 1655, by Dutch astronomer Christian Huygens, which, as we discussed last episode, a probe named after him was landed on Titan to discover its atmosphere and surface. But it wasn't till 1944, basically 300 years later, that the most important discovery about Titan was made. It was found that it had an atmosphere, something not uncommon among moons in the universe, but this was special because its atmosphere was substantial enough that it could be described as Earth-like. So, let's discover more about Titan, Saturn's biggest moon, and see what potential it has for mankind in the future. As I said, it's Saturn's largest moon, with a diameter of 3,200 meters, or 5,149.4 kilometers, basically 1.8 times the mass of our moon. As I said, also, it is the second largest moon in the solar system. The largest being Ganymede, one of Jupiter's moons, which is only 2% bigger. Not much, but still substantial. And both these moons are so big that they're larger than the planet Mercury. If you were able to catch last week's episode, you'd remember me saying that it is very cold on Titan, with a surface temperature of negative 290 degrees Fahrenheit, or 179 degrees Celsius. And it's not that far from its host planet, orbiting around 760 to 780,000 miles, or 1.2 million kilometers away from Saturn. And it's 9.5 astronomical units from the Sun. You're probably wondering what an astronomical unit is. Well, it's basically the distance from the Earth to the Sun. So, Titan, its distance from the Sun is basically 9.5 times the distance from Earth to the Sun. It has a pretty weird weather pattern for some place that's pretty similar to Earth. It experiences seasons, but each season is 7 Earth years, and a year is 29. Oh boy, that'd be quite a long wait for a birthday. Now back to its atmosphere. It's mostly nitrogen, which is pretty handy, because that's a lot like Earth. But it's 50 to 60% higher surface pressure, which actually is pretty handy. So if you were to be on Titan's surface, granted you have an oxygen mask and something to protect you from the cold, you could basically walk without a spacesuit. Because spacesuits are pressurized to ensure we don't go pop in space. And thanks to this dense atmosphere, its cycle having something similar to the water cycle, just not really with water. Rain, whatever it's made of, falls much slower. Rain on Earth is roughly 20 miles per hour. And on Titan, it's 3.2 miles per hour. That's basically around the same speed as a manatee. And the density of the atmosphere also makes these droplets 50% larger than ours. I would hate to be caught in a rain where the water droplets are 50% larger. Oh boy, that would be really, really bad for my socks. Now, with the atmosphere, and as I mentioned before, cycle, it has clouds, rain, rivers, all those bodies of liquid that we have here on Earth. But they are not made of water. It's made of liquid hydrocarbons like methane and ethane. For the average Joe, basically, cow farts and things that make up fuel. The largest of its seas are hundreds of feet deep and hundreds of feet wide. So anyone afraid of the ocean, I don't recommend looking at the seas of Titan. And beneath its thick crust is a layer of water ice. So yes, Titan still does have water, though most of its liquids are not. And under this crust is another ocean, mainly made of water. So, layer of methane, layer of ice, ocean of water. Quite an interesting combination. I wonder how many licks it would take to get to its center, because that's the most interesting jawbreaker I've ever seen. You know, having water and an atmosphere. That's pretty similar to us. It could potentially host life. We still aren't really sure. But if we were to look at places that had the basic building blocks for life, Titan is one of our closest bets. And of course, its methane and ethane lakes could also hold life. Life composed of a completely different structure than those on Earth that could live off of methane instead of water. But of course, there's still the timeline where we find out it's just another lifeless world. But back to its relationship with Saturn. Titan is basically tidally locked with Saturn. That means only one side is facing it at all times. It takes 16 days to orbit and 16 days to rotate. Not very far. Titan's been passed by various spacecrafts. We have the Voyagers, Hubble at one point, but most famously the Cassini mission, which orbited Saturn for 13 years, flying by Titan 127 times while in orbit. And Titan is also quite popular in pop culture. Star Trek fans should know this very well, as it's appeared in the 2009 Star Trek film, Star Trek Nemesis, an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation, and for other fans, it also appeared in Futurama and the iconic anime series Cowboy Bebop, along with Marvel and DC Comics. So safe to say, Titan is pretty famous. I mean, what do you expect of something named after the primordial gods that predated the Olympians? With a name like that, you have to build quite a good reputation. With a moon as interesting as Titan, you're probably wondering, are we ever going to go back there? Because nothing has been up there since Cassini and Huygens, which was about 2005. In 2022, it's safe to say it's been a while. NASA is planning to launch the Dragonfly mission. Originally planned to launch in 2026, it's been moved to 2027 due to the big C affecting the world. It should arrive at Titan by 2034, because, as you can figure, it's quite a long journey to get there. Dragonfly is gonna be a rotorcraft, so kinda like a drone helicopter mix. It's going to be on Titan for a few years observing its methane cycle, potential of life, and possibly even bringing back samples of the chemicals in its atmosphere and on its surface, to see if scientists can find the building blocks for life. Now that will be very interesting. Within a few decades, we could actually find out if there's something else living in our solar system. And from there, who knows where else we can go. I sure hope that nothing really happens. It'd be quite mysterious of all the things out there. And in that far part of the solar system, who really knows if anything or anyone is out there? We'll just have to find out. Well, that's all I have for you on Titan today. Sorry it's not much, but you know, things kinda get out of hand at times. So, we can't always be on our A-game. Next episode should be much better. And, speaking of next episode, our topic will be Jupiter's moon, Ganymede. Titan's bigger cousin of sorts. Let's see what it's like on the biggest moon in the solar system. What makes her tick? What's her backstory? What is she hiding under her surface? This is Lady A, signing off. And remember, the universe is the greatest archive, and we are the stardust that make it special. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you again in the next episode.